Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 4, the verses 15 to 24. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 15 to 24. You saw no form of any kind the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the fire. Therefore, watch yourselves very carefully, so that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman, or like any animal on earth, or any bird that flies in the air, or like any creature that moves along the ground, or any fish in the waters below. And when you look up to the sky and see the sun, the moon and the stars, all the heavenly array, do not be enticed into bowing down to them and worshipping things the Lord your God has apportioned to all the nations under heaven. But as for you, the Lord took you and brought you out of the iron smelting furnace, out of Egypt, to be the people of his inheritance as you now are. The Lord was angry with me because of you, and he solemnly swore that I would not cross the Jordan and enter the good land the Lord your God is giving you as your inheritance. I will die in this land. I will not cross the Jordan, but you are about to cross over and take possession of that good land. Be careful not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God that he made with you. Do not make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything the Lord your God has forbidden. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Let me reflect with you on the theme, avoiding modern idolatry. Avoiding modern idolatry. Deuteronomy 4:15 to 24 serves as a powerful reminder that although God did not appear in a visible form to the Israelites at Horeb, his presence was real and his voice unmistakably clear. This passage invites us to reflect on the essence of our worship and the subtleties of idolatry that can divert our hearts from the true God. When God spoke to his people at Mount Horeb, he chose not to show them any image. This was to teach them and us that God is not confined to shapes or forms that we can grasp or imagine. Unlike the gods of other nations, crafted from wood or stone, our God is spirit and should be worshipped in spirit and in truth. This scripture stirs a question within us. In what ways might we be limiting God by trying to fit him into our own boxes? Are we perhaps giving undue importance to our careers, relationships, or even our pleasures, effectively turning them into idols that stand between us and God? As we walk our way through this passage, we are reminded of the incredible journey of the Israelites from Egypt, which symbolizes our personal deliverance from past hardships, our own Egypts. Just as the Israelites were warned not to forget their deliverance and descend back into old ways, we too are called to remember our redemption and live lives that mirror that gratitude. But this passage also contains a warning. Moses' inability to enter the promised land is a stark warning about the consequences of disobedience. It challenges us to consider our faithfulness to God's covenant. Are we, through our choices and actions, faithfully walking with God, or are we risking our promised inheritance due to unfaithfulness? God describes himself as a consuming fire, a jealous God, not petty or insecure, but fiercely desirous of our wholehearted devotion because anything less leads to our own detriment. My dear friends, in today's culture, it is easy to get caught up in worshipping the created rather than the Creator. Social media, celebrity culture, wealth, and even personal autonomy can become idols if we are not vigilant. This passage calls us back to the heart of worship, focusing on a God who demands and deserves our loyalty over everything else. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what idols exist in my life that might be taking the place of deep and genuine devotion to God? Number two, how can I cultivate a daily practice that centers God in my life, ensuring He remains my foremost priority? Heavenly Father, You are beyond our comprehension, unseen but ever present. Help us to recognize the idols we have built in our lives and grant us the strength to remove them. Teach us to worship You in spirit and in truth. May our hearts cling to You alone, knowing You are a jealous God who cherishes our undivided love. Lead us through our wilderness into a life that gloriously reflects Your love and sacrifice. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.